All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now with a touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
Hey everybody, welcome to Puck Off. I'm Joe Bartnick. We're down our captain, one of the original six. Frazier Smith is having an audition, but we are lucky enough to have two-time Stanley Cup champion comic, one of the all-time funniest, John Huck, is in studio.
Yes.
Welcome, John.
Thanks for having me. You make it sound like I had something to do with the Blackhawks winning two Stanley Cups, which, if I'm not mistaken, I drank... I don't know, at least six cases of beer during those playoff runs.
Oh, exactly. You played your part.
I did my cheering.
For a fifth liner, you were right in there checking. And that was great to have you. It's cool because I've been, as regular listeners know, I love the Blackhawks as far as, like, I love the way they play. And I think they're the number one team. And I wish the Penguins would have emulated them in the way they won their one cup and then got rid of the bottom feeders.
Yeah,
and got the new blood in. They kept the core. I was impressed with that, and I still am. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll get.
Yeah, so many teams don't do that.
No,
so many teams blow up, just blow apart after a Stanley Cup victory. That it's mind blowing. Really.
Well, I felt the inverse. I thought the Penguins handed out way too many congratulatory contracts and brought everybody back.
When there's guys they should have let go.
Well, yeah, just change up the blood. You know, it's not a guarantee that you're going to win every year. So why not? You know, I mean, they kept the core. We can just get into it right now then.
Sure.
They kept the core. They kept Toews, Kane, Sharp, Hossa, and the two defensemen, Seabrook and Keith. And the rest of them were pretty much expendable.
Well, they brought back Shaw.
I'm talking about from the first.
Oh, the, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Listeners and
but,
John.
But you're right. You're right.
No. You know,
and they got, but see, to me, like, they're Dustin Byfuglien, he, like, I loved that guy. Like, I watching him play was awesome. And then he was one of the guys that got traded at the end of it all. And I was like, oh, man, like, I want to see that guy some more. And that's why I watch Jets games now, because I love that dude.
Exactly. Well, it's like once you win a cup for a team, you never buy another drink in that town. I mean, you love Byfuglien. That's and that is exactly my point. I love everyone that's won a cup with us. But yeah. You know what? Sometimes you have to thin the herd.
Yep.
And you get new blood. I mean, they shipped Niemi out. And I mean, look at the Penguins now. I mean, Fleury's having a good year right now, but he bombed the last two playoffs.
He did not do very well in the playoffs.
Whereas, you know, they didn't take a chance. They brought, you know, they have Crawford now, but now they just paid Crawford this year. So now they might hope for his sake, everyone's sake, that he doesn't have a Fleury
right type year.
Fleury couple, well, playoffs. He's great in the preseason or he's great in the regular season. But I mean, you know, like, because it's the third and fourth liners, because, you know, your stars have to be great. And hey, the Penguins stars were not great last year. That's beside the point. But you have to have the turnover guys that will put their face in front of pucks.
To
win the Stanley Cup. You need that much. And when you've already won one, do you really, really, really play with a broken leg? You know, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, but that's why I respect and love the way the Blackhawks did that.
There are two. I see what you're saying. Once you win, is that hunger there still there to win again? Like, if you've never won a Stanley Cup, you're right. You're playing on two broken legs with a broken wrist, and you're turning hat tricks, and you're being a crazy, crazy guy out on the ice. But I think, at least the way I would picture the mentality of a professional athlete would be that once you win one, the hunger is there, and you never want to stop winning. Like I that's how I feel. Like, you would just be like, oh, we have to win every time now. We have to do this.
I think a lot of people might have that, but it's so hard to do. especially the Stanley Cup. It's amazing that they won two. I mean, because last year I said that the four best teams I picked all year, the four best teams were the final four teams. Any one of those four teams could have won the cup. It wouldn't have been an upset. It wouldn't have been a surprise. It would have been. I mean, that's an interesting question for you, John. Now that you live in L.A., I mean, are you a Kings fan at all, or are you just strictly Blackhawks?
I do like the Kings. I was behind them when they won. 2 years ago, was it? It was 12, yes. Right? Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I worked on a TV show where I got to meet Kevin Westgarth, who played with them, and then he turned out like he. I Googled him. We needed a hockey player for this hidden camera show I was doing, and I was.
Well, you can name the show.
It was called Code 9. It was a show for the Disney Channel. It was a great, probably the best piece of hidden camera I've ever worked on, because it was four kids pranking parents, and it was all. It was all literally, it was good fun. Everyone was happy at the end of the show. I've worked on a lot of hidden camera shows, and that is never the case. So to see that was really nice. But we needed a hockey player to scare this father who loved hockey. So I called Jeremy Roenick, and he was like, yeah, he works for the Kings. So he's like, yeah, I can be in it if you can shoot it outside my office and you only need me for 10 minutes. I was like, that's not going to work, man. Sorry. So he put me in touch with Kevin Westgarth, who I had to Google because I'd never seen him play or didn't know who he was. First picture that comes up under the Google images is him just jacking a Blackhawks guy in the face and just blood and a tooth coming out of one side of this guy's mouth. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if this guy's right for Disney. He's pretty violent. And then I meet the guy and he is just the nicest, humble. It's just such a nice, gentle human being. He's like, yeah, cool. He was happy to be on the show. He had a great time. And then, of course, you know, everyone made fun of me. Like, all right, you got a boyfriend now. Look at him. You love him. Because I was following him around, asking him about hockey and just what it's like to play professional sports. Because it's interesting to someone like me who never had a shot. He was great and got me tickets to games and stuff.
And now you're in.
But yeah, but that's when I started kind of really following the Kings more. And when they were making their run for the Stanley Cup, I have a few friends that are born and raised in LA, and it was nice for them. There are also a lot of fans that came out of nowhere who I could have done without.
Well, I include me because I jumped on the Kings bandwagon.
Oh no. That but you can jump on the bandwagon. That's not what I'm talking about. Just don't be a pain in my ass when we go out in public and I'm trying to watch a game.
Oh,
it's like, I felt like they were. It was just a group of ignoramuses who were.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why I have DirecTV. Because I just
get the hockey package, right, watch it at home,
enjoy. Yeah, everything.
I agree.
But there's many ways to go with this conversation now. But it's the truth of the Kings. I got to interview a few of them for the NHL, and all most hockey players are super nice people. But
that's the thing. But, they're animals, but they're really nice people. Like if you go out drinking with them, that's a whole different experience. But they're the same guys that will pose with your grandma and like smile and be just friendly dudes.
Oh yeah, they're just super. I lost my 15 trains of thoughts.
Sorry.
No, completely. No, about Westgarth.
Oh,
I had like 10, but it's interesting because like you're still in the Western Conference as a Blackhawk fan. It's easier for me as a Penguin fan we're going to have to meet them in the finals, and then you're happy either way. I mean, I'd be happier with the Penguins win, but it'd be kissing your sister.
I wouldn't I wouldn't be if it was the Blackhawks and the Kings. I wouldn't even waste a second rooting for the Kings.
Right, exactly.
And if the Blackhawks lost to the Kings, I would root against the Kings coming up.
You know I almost feel weird now because we're going to go see the Kings play, the Penguins play the Kings. And now that I was on the, not on the ice, I was in the arena when they won the cup.
Oh, really? The Kings or the Penguins?
Yeah, well, no, the Kings.
Okay.
So I was there at that. So now I feel like now going in, I'm not going to root for them Kings.
No, you can't.
Now I feel like an interloper. Now I'm in there rooting for, you know, it's kind of.
Well, look, you got in there, you're in. Just root for your team. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I do feel like hockey is a sport where it's. I just feel the fans are a little bit more like civil. Even when they're not being civil, it's not. Like if you go to a Dodgers Giants game, you might get stabbed if you're wearing the wrong jersey.
Right.
You can go to a Blackhawks Kings game. I can wear a Blackhawks jersey, and yeah, maybe somebody talks some smack, but it's never gonna be.
It's like intellectual smack. Like your third line center can't forecheck.
Right. Right. And even when it's not, it's just like you suck. All right, you suck. All right, all right, and that's it. You know what I mean? There's never. I never worry about.
Well, like being at the Stanley Cup winning the cup clinching game, the fans, when we left the arena, the cops were like wanted a riot.
Yeah.
But they weren't going to get one.
Yeah, everyone the cops just, were pushing like, come on, do something.
Yeah, no, they literally were. And it was funny because a friend of mine was getting all aggravated about the thing. It's like, let's just walk around.
Yeah,
but no, I just it's because you know you end up liking the team when you're out here. But it is nice to you know be the Stanley Cup champ.
Oh, do you so nice?
Who are you worried about this year facing?
Look, I mean,
or is no one? Because I mean, you really are the best team. I mean, John, I'll let you sit here and say I'm not worried about anything, and I can help you egotistically say that you should win the cup. The only problem is. That repeating is so hard.
It is hard. I do feel the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy in sports, I feel.
Oh, by far.
And look, do I think the Blackhawks are going to win it again? Yeah, I do. I think they have a solid shot at like really making a dynasty? What did I say? Destiny? Sure. A dynasty at this point. But yeah, I worry all the time. I mean, I'm never going to... I'm from Illinois, so like I grew up rooting for the Cubs and the Bears, and they have let me down many, 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 many times. And so I'm always
they've
worried.
Only let you up a couple times, to be honest. Bears,
well, Bears.
Were you? If you're a Bulls fan, though, you gotta. Were you a Bulls fan at all?
I mean, sure. Okay. Michael Jordan, yeah, that's great. What's happening now is not good.
No.
I tend not to watch.
But. The anti-hockey player too. Well, I don't feel like. Well enough to play, so I'm not going to play.
Yeah, that is exactly. Oh man, that's a whole.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, that is. But I worry. I mean, I'm never going to be cocky enough to just sit back and like I was worried against the against Boston in the finals.
Oh, well,
I mean,
you had
I was
to be.
I was freaking out. Like literally, ended up breaking up with a girl because I got drunk at a bachelor party and the Boston had won the game and the Bruins fans that were there were yelling in my ear and I'm trying to talk to her on the phone and she was like, "You're insane." And I was, "You're insane." Very angry.
I almost got divorced 2 weeks ago. We lost to the Flyers on a rivalry Wednesday. I literally was like going to call my lawyer. I literally, oh, you know, me and my wife, she knows playoffs. Just leave them alone.
She's not from Philadelphia.
No, oh, no. Okay. I literally wouldn't marry a girl from Philly because I I couldn't handle like the, I couldn't handle if. Well, you know what's funny is my sister married a guy from Philly and so every Christmas is like Penguins Flyers. So I'm teaching my nephews love the Penguins more because we have Sid and Gino. You know, so it's
yeah.
Kind of fun. So I mean, I always give them either air hockey or everything's hockey, and always like here's the Penguin stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just fun. But no, literally, like, oh my God, it's we go nuts in the playoffs. But you know, and you had every reason to think. I mean, they swept us, so you had every reason to be a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was concerned at that, and I still like this season at the Sharks. I mean, they're solid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the Kings are good. I think.
Yeah. I think Quick has to get back, though. I don't trust the.
Yeah.
Or my partner, Frazier, loves the professor, the backup goaltender, Scribner. But I think he's starting to fade a little bit now as well. You know, they made up for losing Carter, though. They're still in the hunt. I thought losing Carter would be big, and they withstood that.
I think. I think the Blackhawks are going to win it, but I think they're going to get a run for their money this year. And I think, and what I haven't heard, which I was surprised, and tell me if this is a thing that some people think, but I was worried that the Blackhawks winning it on the shortened season with the lockout was going to make people go, well, it's a shortened season, asterisk. You know what I mean?
No, I don't feel that way at all because you still have to win 4 rounds of 7, best of 7.
Yeah.
It's still the hardest cup to win.
Yeah, okay, all right.
No good. One's like, if you would have only had to, well, we're only going to do 2 rounds of the playoffs, then I'd have to give you an asterisk.
But, right, yeah,
you
know, well, but they played the full playoffs and everything. I felt like coming in, they were in mid-season shape. Do you know what I mean? Like
right.
It wasn't like the start of a season where you're like, no. Oh, let them get warmed up. Let them get into it. They were into it. They were like, let's play hockey. And that, to me, it was one of the best seasons I've seen in recent years.
Yeah, because everyone had to, it was like the college where the football, where you had to be on it the whole time. You couldn't take 10 games off.
There was no losing 8 in a row and then coming back.
No,
and like, you know,
no. It's going to be interesting because this helped. I think the shortened season will help them the repeat because they had half a season off per se. But it's going to hurt the Olympics are going to hurt every good team. It's going to be a wild card team is going to appear and win a couple of playoff rounds, because look at the best teams like Penguins, Boston, Chicago, the Kings. Their best players are going to be in the Olympics, where everyone else is going to get 3 weeks off.
Yeah, well,
and it's not like Sidney Jr. are going to be taking easy minutes. They're going to be playing for their, you know,
they're
just
playing
the same
for a gold medal.
Yeah.
It's like that's basically they're playing for a different type of Stanley Cup.
Right.
It's weird to me.
Taves, Kane, like this.
I don't like that though.
I don't either. I'm not a fan of that either.
I feel like they should. First of all, when did professional athletes start playing Olympics? Was that USA Basketball? That's when that started.
Yeah, because they choked, and then they had to send the Dream Team to restore order.
Yeah, but why? But that's
like the NWO came and they had to call, you know.
Don't
the
go
Road
wrestle.
Warriors.
You're going wrestle the Road Warriors. Wow, you're going old school.
Well, I couldn't think of any way.
The Bushwhackers.
I couldn't think of anything that was so like it so destroyed the realm of like. I mean, we lost in basketball. Like it's even we can't even explain it on this show about how important. Like hockey is more important to Canada than basketball
air,
was here.
Yeah.
But you know. The thing is, because I'm a NHL fan over everything. So if America wins the gold, I'm happy for America. But I'd rather the Penguins win the cup.
Yes, I would rather the Blackhawks win the cup than America win the gold every year, or every Olympic or whatever it is. Because I wish there was a way they could work around, like after the hockey season, then have the Winter Olympics if you want these guys to play.
Well, it was like, great in the '90s. They had a thing called the World Cup of Hockey, where they would play like every 2 years in the summer.
Ooh, what happened to that?
They said, well, if you can do that, then why don't we just do the Olympics? And why wouldn't NBC, if they're paying whatever, a quadrillion dollars, why not have, you know, U.S. and Sid and Malkin and everyone playing?
Yeah.
But it's gonna affect things strangely. And heaven forbid, I mean, knock on wood, anyone that I love to see play for the Penguins or any other team get hurt. Because I'll tell you, the best thing that happened was the Flyers coach – Lavalette did not. He's fired now. But in the summer, when he could have became the head coach of the USA, I'm like, oh my god, he's just gonna run Sid and Gino the whole time.
Why wouldn't he tire him out, get him beat up, have the other guys send in their goons and crack him in the face a couple times,
then come back and have an easy playoff series.
you know these guys are injured now. You're welcome.
But I think the three California teams pose the biggest threat to the Blackhawks.
I think the
Ducks are for real. I really do. They have quality scoring up and down. They, you know, all those guys, and their top line is tough. They have some quality defensemen, you know, and they'll swing a trade because they have three goaltenders.
Yeah.
So they'll get another defenseman, and I dare to say I think they're more solid actually, 1 through 12 on the forwards than the Kings. I think the Kings have a few higher end forwards. I think Kopitar is amazing.
Yeah,
and I love Dustin Brown. You know, Dustin Brown's a great captain, and Carter Richards. But I think after that, you know, they get some guys. You know, the bottom six is all right. It's good.
Yeah.
Obviously, they won a cup with most of those guys. But I think they got some younger guys with no cups on the Ducks. But the Sharks look like the team.
I was going to ask you that. Do you think that the Ducks have a shot at beating the Sharks if they face each other, which looks like they
might? I think the Sharks are the second best team. I think the Sharks are by far the second best team.
But I mean, they were
your old goaltender Niemi, the enemy, Anton Niemi.
He's
you know
good,
what? Because last year what the Sharks did was they overcame. They always choke in the playoffs. They always like I always have like no balls. No, what's Thornton doing? And Marlowe's like hasn't scored in 10 games. But last year they won a playoff series that they shouldn't have, and it was like the tide kind of turned. We're like, hey, you know, and now they got old Tyler Kennedy, old Penguin. They got him over the summer, and he does nothing most of the time, but he always scores a couple big goals in the playoffs. You got to get those clutch guys. You know,
need somebody.
Some of the young guys, like Hurdle, we talk about him a lot on the show. Hurdle, the young guy.
For the Sharks?
Yeah, the rookie. Like, you get a young guy, like Jágr came in, boom, he made the Penguins always a good team, never good, boom. Jágr came in, first year they won the cup. Like, Hurdle could be that guy, you know? They got Logan Couture. They have a lot of offense on that team, and they have an underrated defense. They have some great defensemen.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, they their top two pairings are great. I could go to the. It's funny, Thanksgiving, and you really like you lose a couple days, and boom, brain out. But you know, the team I do not worry about for you and I don't, and I'll never root for them, is the St. Louis Blues.
That's fair. You never have to root for anything out of St. Louis.
That's one team I never. It's one team I never root for just because I've never liked them. Like they've never been like, oh, I like that guy. Like, I like Holly back in the day, but it was always like, eh. And then
he'd look better in a different sweater.
Yeah, just like, yeah, who cares about St. Louis? And then they got Hitchcock now, and I'll never root for a Ken Hitchcock team. You know, it's just boring 90s clutch and grab bullshit. And they never have enough offense to. Now they got Steen, but Steen's hot now. You know, eat up Winnipeg. You know, I want to see your team score when it matters.
Yeah. Again, it's like A-Rod home runs. Like, oh, he's got so many home runs. Yeah, they all came when they were up 14 to nothing. Like, who cares about that guy's home runs? He sucks. But yeah, I agree. And I just can't fathom. My most hated sports team would be the St. Louis Cardinals, and so anything that comes out of St. Louis, I'm just not impressed with.
Yeah, and thank God nothing really has except for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and even then they just kind of get shut down, so it's kind of nice to watch that.
Yeah, they
as well.
Move or something.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Red Sox fan, but man, did I like watching that World Series.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just looked up Edward Vasalic, Justin Brown, Irwin Demers, Dan Boyle, Brad Stewart, especially Dan Boyle and Braun and Vasalic. Those are three. I mean, you know about defense in Chicago, but those are three guys that just, you know, defensemen control. I mean, that's one of my big beefs. We paid Letang $7 million. He doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
You need for a salary cap. When you're in a salary cap, you know, I'd rather have three guys at 3.5 that play defense.
Yeah,
Sid and Gino can score. That's why I just love like Duncan Keith, you know, and Seabrook.
Keith is great. Yeah,
like those guys, they play defense the way I want my defenseman to play. You chip in a goal. That's fantastic. But play defense.
Well. I mean, and they
I don't
do.
Need you, I don't need you up ice. You know,
yeah.
I don't need you up ice. But St. Louis, we get mad at St. Louis. They're always big and tough. And, oh, yeah, we bully teams around. You don't bully teams in the playoffs. Everybody plays that hard.
Yeah.
And they have two goaltenders, which means what? They don't have any. So, you know, that's why I
like. They go back and forth. Is that what they're doing this season?
Yeah,
go back and forth?
Like they always do. You know, speaking of backup goaltenders, the only guy I wasn't happy about that won the cup last year for your Stanley, for your Blackhawks, was Ray Emery.
And why don't you like Emery?
I've never liked Emery. I know he was a thug, and he just proved his point when he became a Flyer. And you remember the brawl about a month and a half ago? We talked about it on the show a bunch, so I won't rehash. Remember like the line brawl when Emery went down?
But wait, Emery's not. Wait, did so he was traded?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay, well, I must have missed that.
Or released or let go?
Okay, because I knew Crawford was in. I just didn't. I thought.
Yeah.
Because Emery came in when Crawford was injured last year.
Right, yeah.
And he did a real good job of holding it down. And then he actually played in the cup, right?
No, Crawford won.
Crawford played the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, he might have won, like, he might have played a playoff game. I actually think Crawford played every game.
Okay, cool. I remember Emery being in there and not being upset by it. But that could have been before the playoffs started.
Yeah, or like in the first round or so. Definitely Crawford. I mean, then they just gave Crawford the big contract and told Emery to beat
him. Off, yeah.
So then, so now he's in Philly now.
And okay, gross.
There was a big line brawl.
Yeah.
And then he came and, you know, just the Capitol goaltender didn't want to fight. But Emery's like a gold glove boxer and a goon. And so he beat the guy. 19 uninterrupted punches.
What? Wow.
Yeah, Google it if you haven't seen it. I mean, not now, but...
Well, no, yeah, right. Just hang on, everybody. I have to Google this. No, that's awful, though. I didn't...
But I've never been a fan of his because he's always pulled those kind of stunts, like when he was in Ottawa. Not like the 19 interruption, but just, you know, going out and, like, you know, trying to fight. Like, you're the goaltender.
You're the goalie, dude. Don't be fighting
people.
You
want to play winger, play winger. You want to play goaltender, play goaltender.
And if you want to be a turd, I guess go to Philadelphia.
Oh, that's exactly.
What a terrible...
Speaking of which, that's how pathetic they are. When you won the first cup in 2010, they wouldn't even ring the goal light.
So sad. I don't even remember that part of it because I was like 95 Jaeger shots in at that point. Like,
right.
But I watched that game six of that series at the shortstop bar near Dodger Stadium. I had tickets to a Dodgers game. Me and my friend, who's a Bruins fan, were, I go, look, the Blackhawks are playing game six tonight. I'm going to watch it at the shortstop. And then when it ends, I'll go into the Dodger game. Because if they don't win, they're going to take Game 7 is going to go back to Chicago. And I was like, but I want it to end now. Do you know what I mean? I don't like this. I don't like Game 7s. Everyone's like, oh, Game 7s are great. They're great when you don't care who wins.
Oh, absolutely.
If your team is in, the quicker, the better. Nobody wants it to go seven games. So it was me. Sorry. It was me, my buddy. The bar cleared out. And the bartender, it was just the three of us in there. And he was from Philadelphia. So we watched that game. And he was actually real classy about the whole thing. Because when they won, I couldn't believe it. It had been like 55, 54 years, something like that. I was like ecstatic. I was like, this is great. He's like, all right, here's a bunch of shots. And he gave us a bunch of shots.
Very classy.
My friend went outside, just started throwing up everywhere. We got to the Dodgers game in like the eighth inning. And I don't even remember the game. I was like, the Blackhawks won the Cup. And everyone was like, shut up. But it was awesome. It was awesome.
It is the best. The recent Penguin one, when the Pens won, I was opening for Lampanelli in San Diego.
Nice.
So she held the show for me because she knew I couldn't go on stage.
Oh, yeah, without knowing.
Because it was like 4 minutes left and it was 2-1.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, dude, you can't. Like that. I was supposed to do a show when the Hawks won this last time, and I was watching the game at my house, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, and then like with the 2 minutes to go, I was like, screw this. And I almost turned the TV off because I was so convinced it was going to go to game 7. Oh my god! And they scored two goals in like a minute 40, and oh my god, my neighbors must have thought I was skinning cats. I was like, I was screaming, I was going nuts.
It's living proof, though, to never give anyone an inch. Because I'll tell you, I was literally I wanted the Bruins to win because you know I have more friends from Boston, and I waited 5 years. I've called 5 years on all radio everywhere, like Penguins, Bruins, two best teams in the East. I had tickets to Game 5. I flew back. I went to a Pirate game. Talk about the agony of defeat.
Well, the Pirates were good this year.
Yeah, it was. Hey, it was. Here's even fun. So, but there's thing that was like they because Boston had the biggest comeback, ridiculous last year in Game 7. They were down, or Game 7. Well, they were down three games, and then they were down Game 7. They were down like by three goals with 10 minutes left, and I was at home, a little bonged out, and I was like, I hope they score a couple just to make this interesting. Thinking that, you know, well, Toronto's going to win anyway. Let's make it.
Right.
Oh. Never make it interesting.
Dude, yeah. That's the thing
then
you never want.
Swept the right out of there. Like, yeah. Oh, you want Boston? Oh, there you go. Have Boston. Good.
Take it. Yeah. Take it. Choke on it. Yeah, no. In hockey, it's just I want – when everyone's like, they're up four goals. I'm like, I don't care. I want them up 10 goals. Like, I can't – I don't care. In the playoffs and the Stanley Cup in particular, you can't give a team an inch because that's just opening a door to be like, I guess we don't want it as bad as you do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So when did you were you into hockey in the – I don't even know how old you are. You don't have to disclose it here. But
I'm 38.
30, okay, because not to rub it in whatsoever, but the Penguins beat the Blackhawks when we were kids.
Yeah.
Or not kids. I was like in college or what supposed to be.
College aged.
Out of high school, pursuing career choices.
Sure. Unemployment. Oddly enough, I didn't play hockey as a kid, and hockey wasn't on TV a lot, so
had a weird owner there that like if it wasn't sold out, it wasn't on TV.
Yeah, so my dad didn't follow hockey, so I just didn't watch and didn't know anything about it until about 2006. I started to do commercials, and I met Mike Nelson, who was a very funny actor, very funny guy, really nice guy, and he was from Chicago as well. So we're on the set and we're just talking. And he's, you know, the first thing you do if you're both from Chicago is Cubs or Sox. And then he says White Sox. And I go, ugh. And then I'm like, Bears? He goes, Bears. So I'm like, all right. And he goes, Hawks? And I go, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've never really. He goes, oh, dude, we'll watch a game. And we went, got a pizza. This kid came over. We got drunk and watched the first hockey game I'd watched in years. You know what I mean? And then I kind of started going to Kings games out here. Yeah. And then it was just, in 2010, I had watched enough Blackhawks that I knew that they were having a good year and this could be it. And wow, did I pick a good time to get involved. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And I just,
to buy that nice hat.
Yeah. Dude, this, I bought this right before they won this last time. But yeah, it was, that's when I kind of got into hockey because of Mike and because just, you go to a game and it's the greatest live sport to see.
Oh yeah,
hands down.
And once your team, that's why I love in different cities. If the Penguins aren't going to win it, or I don't have it, like I wasn't the Blackhawks. I always want a city to experience the frenzy of a cup.
Yeah,
because then once, like, think of there's probably 2 million extra hockey fans now in LA. Because of that. I mean,
absolutely.
That parade was packed with people.
Absolutely.
You know, just because of that. Yeah, when we beat the Chicago, the only time we've been in the Stanley Cup, it was, you know, you guys had won like 12 in a row going into 91. And we had just won it like 8 in a row maybe. We swept Boston, but the Rangers had broken Lemieux's wrist.
Oh.
But then we came back and we beat them though. And then we swept Boston. Then Lemieux came back in the middle of all that. So you guys had won like 13, or not 13, like 12, like you guys didn't lose in the playoffs.
Right.
But we lost, you know, like in the second round, we lost a couple. So it was like six straight versus like undefeated in the playoffs. And in the first game, you guys were up 4-1. And it was like, oh my God, we're never going to beat the Blackhawks. Right. No, we finally found it. Like, that was it. And then we chipped away one, and then Jágr scored what Lemieux said the greatest goal he's ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Then Lemieux, what, keeps his eyes closed when he's scoring? I mean, Jesus.
Well, then Lemieux did the infamous, like, off the face-off, like, with 8 seconds left from a tie game, just like Captain Ron Francis, like, you know, Hall of Famer, wins the draw back. Lemieux, like, rebound, Lemieux scores. They say it is the loudest the arena ever was ever.
Really?
Yeah. Ever was that.
Decibels.
Yeah. And that's what's the other thing that was fun that used to be Chicago, but now their stadium's nice now. I've never even been, I've been in the console, but I've never been to a game in there. But, you know, the old Chicago Stadium, I mean, that's just.
Was like a barn or whatever?
Yeah, the organ was built into the, you know, so it was just louder than hell.
And yeah.
Like every old arena like that, like Pittsburgh had it, they just built a new one where it was like people were intimidated when they went inside because the fans were right there.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, free. Oh, but speaking of which, it was pretty funny. They got the Chicago Blackhawks fans that stole the party's helmet. Did you see that clip?
No, they stole.
Oh yeah, about 3 weeks ago, party opposing player got knocked through the glass.
Oh,
glass came down.
Oh, they took his.
They took his helmet. They poured beer on him, which I didn't think was classy.
No,
but they took his helmet. That was pretty funny. Look, the guy was wearing his helmet.
To be fair, Chicago fans will also pour beer on Chicago athletes.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? If you play at Wrigley Field and you're a Cub, you're getting beer thrown.
Well, if you ever had an old style, you see why.
Yeah, right. Get this away from me. I can already feel my stomach turning.
Well, I said, though, that's why it's ruining all sports, though, the rich people down front. Because no one's going to pour it. No regular fans are going to waste a $12 beer.
No. You pay. They're even more than that now, I think. I mean, it's... Alcohol is obviously they don't want you to drink at these games. That's and you just have to like, well, guess what? I'm taking out a loan and I'm going to go to a game and I'm going to have a good time.
That's exactly what I did. I was just in Canada about a month, 3 weeks ago, and the Molsons up there are like extra bold or whatever.
Extra Molson-y.
Yeah, extra Molson-y. I didn't know, but they're like, you know, they're like $15 each. I had like five, like before the game even really started. And I'm just like singing "Oh Canada," like like I fought for them,
like
World War II. wearing my poppy, it was fantastic.
Who did you see play?
I saw the Toronto Maple Leafs obviously play the New Jersey Devils.
Ooh.
And I went because I thought it'd be Jágr's last. I'm a huge Jágr fan. Some people in Pittsburgh hold grudges. I love him. I went to see him.
They hold grudges. What? Just because he left, or because he was?
Well, because he went to Philly.
Okay.
They can handle everything,
but not that.
Just don't go.
It's
to
like
Philly.
Babe Ruth going to New York instead of Boston.
But now, like, he left there. He didn't win the cup there. I have to embrace him again.
Yeah.
I love hockey. I think for the average fan who only sees the colors and they're ignorant or whatever, I can't change them. But I just love hockey too much. And I remember, Jágr, twice he saved the franchise. I mean, Lemieux saved the franchise three times, but Jágr twice saved the franchise. Once when he won the goal against the Blackhawks.
Right.
And then B, whenever they were bankrupt, he beat the Devils. Basically, him and the AHL team beat the Devils. So they went an extra round in the playoffs to get them more money to keep them solvent. So they
right.
like, you know,
didn't
padlock
chapter 11.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But he's just a, I mean, he just passed Lemieux in all time points, and he's closing.
He tied
Stevie Y.
Yeah, tied him, and now he's going. Yeah,
he's not going after Messi yet.
And I was just reading a thing that said he might be one of the last 700 goal guys out there.
Yeah, and think about this: he had he missed a year in the work stoppage. He missed half a year in a work stoppage, and he spent three in Russia.
Yeah, he played for is that AHL, or is that, when you say Russia, you just mean inner Russian league?
Yeah, the Russian league.
Yeah, just, okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, so he missed 4.5 years, or he'd be really close to closing in on Gretzky, which no one ever, I mean.
That's impossible, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, and that's why it is impossible, because he's not even, so, you know, he's not doing it either.
Right, right.
But that's how impossible it is, though. Yeah. Look at how great Jágr is. Yeah. And then, because you have to be consistently great.
Yeah.
For so long. But he really is just a remark. I mean, he's tearing it up now for the Devils.
Yeah. And Jágr played for the Bruins last year, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay. Because I remember I just remember seeing him, like, this guy's still around. Like, come on. And in my head, I was like, I swear to God, if it's Jágr that scores the winning, you know what I mean? I'll break his old legs. Like, I was like, get this guy a wheelchair. He's so old. I was just so mad that he was still. It's like Steve Garvey going, instead of just retiring from Los Angeles, he went to play for San Diego.
Yeah.
And of all things, he destroyed the Cubs' chances to go to the World Series in 84. I was like, old man, go home. Stop playing sports. But yeah, Jágr's still, I mean, he's like close to 50?
He's like 43, 42. But he said, well, Gordie Howe played till 50. So who knows?
I'm 38. I can barely get out of bed. I can't imagine like being a professional athlete at this age.
Other than Gordie Howe, the oldest player I've ever seen play was Chris Chelios.
Yeah, Chelios played for.
And I happened to be there because I have some. The game I went to turned out to be the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, wow.
So I saw Chelios get inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I actually saw him walking in the Hall of Fame because my buddy for the NHL got me passes. He actually walked like right by me. People are like, Chris, he like turned around. Yeah, it's funny how he's just like Chelly. He's just like, I was like, oh, you little star.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say about when you're talking about Westgarth. I'm sorry to bring it back to that, but how like you were like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my wife, when I was interviewing the NHL guys for the NHL, my wife would see the footage and she's like, it's so funny to see you act like a schoolgirl. Like any other athlete, like only hockey players, like rock star, anybody else. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
All right.
But he's like, look at.
Yeah, it's crazy because, for me, like professional athletes, like, as a kid, I was like, yeah, I'm going to play football. Or, I'm going to play baseball. Yeah, I'm going to play basketball. Yeah, I'm going to, I always thought that I could be a professional athlete. And then I turned 10 and was like, oh, that's a stupid dream. But yeah, you meet these guys and you're like, I think it's partly is the awe of like you've spent your whole life. Like if you're a professional hockey player, if you're a professional athlete of any kind, you've spent your whole life playing that sport. Like from a very early age, like nobody's like, yeah, I was 25 and then I picked up a hockey stick. No,
right.
Playing when you're like 4.
Right.
So like to dedicate a whole life to a sport and then finally get like a Stanley Cup or, you know, it's impressive and it's crazy. And it's a lifestyle that, you know, I can't even imagine.
Right. Yeah. Just play. I mean, I had so much fun playing stick hockey.
Yeah.
So just imagine getting paid $8 million a year to do it.
Fly.
I mean, like we have fun doing gigs around the country and flying good. But that's nothing.
Right. Right. I mean, I have fun just doing stand up for no money. You know what I mean? So like.
Right. That's what I mean.
These guys, like, you know, there are hockey players that are, I guess, like Larry Bird is the best, like guys who would play the sport even if there weren't cameras there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like Larry Bird, if you could just shut the media out, he would have loved basketball more.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So, and I'm sure that's, hockey's used to kind of being snubbed as a third or fourth sport.
Right.
In people's
minds. I think
minds.
That's why I love it even more. I want it less popular. I mean, not less popular, but like it doesn't need to be, I don't need it. It doesn't need to be overwhelmingly popular. I kind of like it. It's like U2 was better before they were super popular.
Yeah. you have more, like when you meet someone else who likes it, there's more of you're more inside than if it's like, I'm trying to think, like, I'm racing is a bad example, but I want to say like Formula One is way more inside than like NASCAR, where everyone's like, driving a circle and everyone thinks they know what they're talking
right.
about. Like Formula One's just a different kind of sport. Like, I don't know. Now I'm not making sense, but my point is, I get what you're saying, how it's nice that it's not so popular that they need like the Rose Bowl to play games. But it's popular enough that when you meet somebody, you're like, hey, hockey. All right. Hockey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's on TV. But that's the thing. You know, it's on TV enough. And I have DirecTV.
Barely enough. And if you don't have the package, right. You're
always watching the Penguins, the Bruins, and the Blackhawks.
The Rangers. Yeah, well, now the Blackhawks. Right. But, like, for a couple years, there was no Blackhawks games on. No. And that's always on, like, NBC, like, Saturday morning at 9 a.m. or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to know where to look to find it.
It's getting
I have
out
the
there,
package.
Though.
The package is on DirecTV is the cheapest sports package, too. So it's not awful.
I love it. Do you like the shootout?
I mean, look, it's better than a tie.
You're right.
You know what I mean? I don't like ties. And I think you have to eventually, during the course of a game, admit that these guys are human. And they can't just keep playing overtime. Another quarter. You can't just keep doing that. You're going to drop dead in one game. Like that playoff game, the Blackhawks and the Bruins. I think it was the Bruins. Like, went into triple overtime. They played two hockey games in game one. It was like, oh my God, I'm like was exhausted and covered in sweat, and I was sitting in a chair. So it's like I can't even imagine. But it has to come to an end, and you can't ties are shit, man. I can't. I don't like
the only
ties.
Real job I ever had for about 5 weeks. I had to leave it. I left it early to catch the Capitals Penguins playoff game in '97.
You were fired.
It went five overtimes.
Oh, my God.
I had to call in sick the next day.
Because you were up till 4 in the morning watching the game. Yeah,
because I was up. I was wasted. And yeah. We won that one, and I just, Peter Nedved, and I just exhausted and drunk and just like, I'm not going. We got a game tomorrow night.
I got to rest up.
That's one thing TV, the TV kind of ruins it a little bit now because the playoffs used to be, I don't care if the day JFK got shot, I don't care what happened. It's every other day.
Yeah.
And now it's not that because the television crept in. NBC wants the Penguins to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
And not the Devils versus nobody cares.
Yeah.
They want Sid. You know, it's like, so now they get 3 days off instead of 2 days. It used to be every other day, no matter what.
Yeah. You look at the schedule, and I guess it could have a lot to do with TV, but sometimes, you know, there's some months where they play like six games. And then, like, the next month they play almost every day, it seems like. I was like, Jesus, that's weird, you know?
Yeah.
And I know they got the All Star break, in which I think, again, All Star games should be played at the end of a season. I don't like doing it in the middle. I think
really,
yeah. Especially hockey. There's too much risk. I feel like
I just think they should just let All Star games go away with like the go in the wind. It's not like there's ESPN now. If you want to, it's not like I've never seen Carl Yastrzemski bat before.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Michael Jordan's never played in my town. Now I get to watch the All Star game on TV. Like, okay, great.
I mean, we were kids. I remember the All Star game was a big deal because you never saw like Dal Hawerchuk or in a different sport. You never saw like George Gervin play for the Spurs.
Right.
Or like you never saw the American League play the National League in baseball. But now they're always on TV. They play all the time. It's just there's so much money that in the old days there was pride where it's like, you know what, I'm not letting like, you know, Moses Malone score 30 on me in an All-Star game. So the Gilmore would, you know, there'd be like a fight in an All-Star game or the case may be. Now it's like they always made fun of hockey as the first sport that was the ultimate free skate for the All-Star game. But then basketball became the, hey, do whatever you want. Yeah. Now baseball's like, hey, do whatever
you want. Well, baseball is trying to make it more with the you win the All-Star game, you get home field in the world.
Right. But guys still pitch one inning and they go take a shower.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's and again, if you're going to do that, play the All-Star game at the end of this.
And that's why I say then you're going to have guys that haven't played in 3 weeks or 3 months because it's the end of the play.
Yeah.
They don't want to come back and play an All-Star game. It's just like, you know what?
Yeah.
You all make enough money. You don't need that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It wouldn't bother me if all All-Star games were eliminated. It really wouldn't.
But I love that, like I said before, the World Cup idea, though. Throw everyone in the bin for their team and play in the summer. Play Canada, Russia, United States, Finland, Sweden.
Well, anything like that that can keep a sport going year round, I'm for. Like I don't mind Arizona Fall League baseball when it's on because it's like, hey, look, a baseball game, you know?
Right.
And those are up and coming guys, and you might see someone that ends up on a team you like. But yeah, I have no problem with that. Like I think that's entertaining and competitive and fun,
right.
You know.
So yeah, I agree with you on the shootouts. Like it's better than a tie. I'm kind of over them. I wish they would go 10 minutes of 4-on-4 and then a shootout, like a little bit more 4-on-4. I don't want 3-on-3. 3-on-3 is like bastardizing the game. Like, it's, yeah, it's never 3-on-3.
No, yeah, you, yeah. Yeah, maybe, I mean, 10, I don't know. I mean, are they, well, correct me if I'm wrong.
There's a lot of scoring chances when it's 4-on-4.
Right, but they play one period of overtime and then they do a shootout, right? Or do they just go and game is tied?
They do a five, in regular season, it's 5 minutes of 4-on-4.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's how we think. So like on like the, so that means like Crosby gets three shifts, Malkin gets three shifts. You get a couple third liners and a couple, and then that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So you play 10 minutes, you're probably going to get a goal.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, if your team is any good, you should be getting a goal.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, cause it's funny cause hockey is kind of like the, it's like whoever, it's like the last thing you're allowed to pick on in the sports world. Like ESPN, because they don't have the rights. They'll just pick, there's a shootout. It's a bastardized version of the game. Well, if it wasn't that, you'd be bitching about ties.
Look.
So pick one, whatever you want to bitch about. Just, you know what I mean?
Someone's going to bitch about. ESPN is the worst. They just push a basketball agenda down your throat because they show basketball.
Right.
And then their Monday Night Football countdown starts at like 8 in the morning on Mondays. It's like, okay, we get it. You have Monday Night Football and basketball. And other than that, like a couple of baseball games a week when the season's going on.
Right.
They're really basketball heavy on ESPN.
I know. Well, that's my last 10 minutes of my act is me just crushing ESPN. That's why I haven't been hired back to write on the ESPYs, I think.
Oh, yeah. They're like, hey, you hate the channel. Stop working for the show.
Well, I actually met John Skipper, the big boss. I asked him flat out, why don't you guys have hockey? And he told me that Batman held a grudge and they offered more money than NBC. But he said, we'll just use NBC. And I do think NBC having it on every night and every platform is better than ESPN kind of have, for me personally. But there's still people that, want to just need it for their ego as a hockey fan. But no, see, we're on SportsCenter.
Right, we're a sport too.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, but I mean, is it on every night? Is hockey? I mean, it's not on every night.
Well, they had the wrap up show like the hockey.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I think they're on probably 4 nights a week on there.
On ESPN or on NBC Sports.
Yeah, especially when it's like January comes and it's like there's no more football. They'll be on, and plus they do up. If you just have regular cable now, like you can CNBC, MSNBC, it's on every. It used to be the worst if you didn't have the package. If ESPN wasn't showing your team, you didn't see it anywhere.
Right.
Because you couldn't even go to a sports bar because they had the rights to the playoffs.
Yep.
Pardon. Bless you. What about fighting? How do you feel about fighting?
In hockey?
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I don't want to come across as a guy who's like, oh, I love the violence, but I mean, it's entertaining, man.
Yeah,
Live game I ever went to was a Kings Blackhawks game. It was right around Halloween a few years back, and I had two beers in my hand because I hate lines, and I sat down as soon as like the game had started. I was like probably 5-6 minutes late getting my seat. Sat down. As soon as I sat down, these two guys and they just drop gloves and start punching each other in the face. And I was like, oh, dude, I love live. I love it. I mean, it's, I think it's great, man. You've seen the movie Goon, right?
Yes.
Oh God, I love that movie.
Well, that's like, that's what they say. No one ever leaves during a shootout or a fight.
Yeah.
So the fans love it.
Yeah.
I mean, so why
no one's like, oh, they're fighting. I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. Like, no, dude, you're peeing your pants or you're holding it.
Right. No, I didn't know some, we haven't had a purist up here or whatever, and I guess a non-purist, the purists love the fighting, but there's new age people that want to get rid of it. So topic of conversation.
But here's the answer to here's the overall majority of people must like it because do you remember when NHL 93 was out and there was fighting and everyone was like, oh, I love playing this video game, you kick ass, it's great. And then the next year they took the fighting out.
Right.
And everyone was like, no, dude, I'm not buying that game. There's no fighting in it. Like, no one would buy it. And then the next year they went back with the fighting because they were like, it's better this way.
I actually think the video game helped the popularity of the sport because the video games were a great video game to play. Back in those days.
Yeah. And then Swingers didn't hurt it either because they were playing that. They were playing it relentlessly in that movie.
No doubt. We have a lot more show left. One question, because this weekend, Daniel Alfredson of the old Ottawa Senators, played there for 15 years, was their captain, saw some close calls on cups, but never won. He became a Detroit Red Wing in the offseason. He just went back last night, scored a goal, got a nice ovation. As a huge sports fan, what do you feel about the guys kind of leaving their old team behind and kind of, I call it the Ray Borking. You know, what do you feel about that? How do you if Andre Dawson would have won a ring somewhere else, how would you feel about it? Chelly was in the middle of his career, but he kind of did that. He went to Detroit and won a bunch of rings, but he won. No, I take that back. He already won two in Montreal, so he didn't do that at all.
I don't know. Like, part of me understands that to be a professional athlete, you have to be super competitive, and that competitiveness doesn't leave you. It's why Brett Favre kept coming back. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're old. Go home
for the interns.
Yeah. Well, right. But also for the love of the game and really playing football, and like he liked it. And in 2001, when the Diamondbacks, who I despise as a franchise, as
Gracie.
Mark Grace played first base for the Diamondbacks for 1 year. And in that year, they beat the New York Yankees in the World Series. I have never been happier for a guy who, because he had retired. It wasn't like he was like, I hate the Cubs, I'm going to play in Arizona. He retired, and Arizona came to him and said, hey, man, you live here already. You have a house here. How about we give you a bunch of money and you play one season? He was like, okay. I love that. I liked watching Mark Grace get a ring. Because I loved Mark Grace. I love watching him play. But that's also the Diamondbacks, who I have no, they're nothing to me. If Andre Dawson were to go to the Cardinals and win a ring, it would be devastating for me as a fan. I'd be happy for him, but very angry at both organizations for letting that happen.
So, but inherently then, you don't have a problem with, or you don't.
I don't have a problem with it, man. I think you do what's best for you as a person. And if you still feel you have it to give and you can play that game, then I think going to another team, and if you can win there, then you win there. I mean, that's the thing. You don't go anywhere to lose. You're an athlete. You never want to lose. That's just how it is. So
I don't have a problem with it. I just always found it kind of funny that they made the biggest thing about Ray Bourque. Oh, he went to Colorado. And, you know, if Ray Bourque Ray Bourque is a great defenseman. But you know what Ray Bourque could have done? He could have stopped Gretzky in the 80s. And he could have stopped Lemieux in 91 and 92. And he could have won a cup in Boston. I just think it's a little bit tarnished when you have to leave. I don't blame him for leaving.
No.
I just don't think it's quite the same.
No, I agree 100% with that. It's tarnished. It's not the same. It's like...
I mean, especially when you are that city. I mean, Ray Bourque was the Bruins. You know, it's kind of like, well, you know what? We came up short. I'm going to go kind of steal one in Colorado.
It's LeBron James not bringing his team... Michael Jordan played for the Bulls when they were terrible, and he brought them up to championship level. LeBron James left a team he could have done that to and moved to an area where that team was already playoff level, and then he just joined the team. Like, that's not that is silliness to me. Like, that's not – you're not a competitor. You're a baby. You need a ring?
Yeah.
You need him a ring.
I mean, if Sid never won a cup but was, like, you know, regarded as the best player in hockey or one of them for the next 15 years, and then he – I don't care if went to the Kings. I would begrudge him for coming here and winning a cup. Like, I really would.
You'd be upset, huh?
Oh, I would. Because you know what? Do it with the Penguins. If you're a third liner, you know, do it. That's fine by me. But if
you're the face of the franchise, you're the guy.
It's your team.
Yeah,
it's your.
Nobody says Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, if you just, you could pinpoint my mom doesn't know anything about sports. Like, hey, mom, Sidney Crosby, where does he play? I think Pittsburgh. Like, she would know.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's the face.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's kind of, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, I can vividly see Lemieux beating Bourque. It wasn't like, oh, he, you know, was on the IR when the Penguins rolled through.
Right. Right. Yeah.
No, he was
both his legs were broken.
No, he was a -9.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know the exact word, you know, but yeah. No, I just, because Alfredson got a nice ovation. It was really nice of the fans in Ottawa. But, you know, but like, he was a classy guy. And it's the same thing. Like, I want Jagr to be, you know, loved when he comes back. I don't begrudge anybody moving. I just kind of, I just kind of think
it's the winning.
Well, you know, when it's the hype. You know, I mean, Ray Bourque hadn't come out and said, you know, he hasn't shoved it up everyone's face. Like,
no.
I guess makes me sicker, I guess. This is the truth because I have a lot of Boston Bruin friends, fans.
I'm sorry.
Is they were like, you know, we were really happy for him. It's just as good. No, it's not just as good. Don't even pretend it's just as good.
Of course it's not just as good. If it's not wearing the jersey of the team you like, it's right. Not just as good.
Well, I wouldn't
good.
Say like, they said just, they it was close to them. And to me it's like it's not close to me at all. It's I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
If any of my Penguins, I mean, like I'd be happy if they won the cup on a different, but not really.
No, I didn't think the Cubs had won the World Series when Mark Grace played for the Diamondbacks. I was very aware of what had gone on. I was, you know, I'm with you in the sense that yeah, dude, of course I wanted him to win with the Cup. Of course I want the people I like and the face of these franchises, I want him to stay there and I want him to win with those teams. And eventually, you know, if you get older and there's just no room for you on the team and it's like they kind of either like, look, man, you either got to go or we're going to have to trade you. So just do what you think is best. And they give you that option and you're like, I still want to play. It's like Montana. Yes, Steve Young came in, was awesome. Montana's like, I'm still Joe Montana, and yeah. I can still throw football, so I'm going to go play for the Chiefs? Like,
probably my favorite non-Steeler victory ever in sports was when Montana beat Houston in the House of Pain in a playoff game.
As a Chief?
As a Chief.
Oh.
Yeah, as a Chief.
Yeah.
I
that was still when they were the Oilers, right?
Yeah. The House of Pain, Jerry Glanville. No, but yeah, it's funny. Chicago. I got to say, I love Chicago.
Great city.
It's great. It's probably city. I can't say San Francisco because I live there. I was just there for Thanksgiving. I lived there for, you know, almost 20 years. So that's like my favorite city, but that's like my home. But Chicago is probably my favorite non-place I've ever lived.
Yeah. When you go do shows there, you tear it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the crowds are fantastic, but I mean, you play a dump in, whatever, Tomahawk, West Virginia. I'm talking about I actually love the city.
Right, right. No matter where you go to.
Crowds are always good.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's like crowds are crowds.
Right.
But I love Chicago. But I, you know, what I really love is the pizza is good. The pizza is great. But I love the Big Al's Italian beef sandwich.
Big Al's is great. Yeah.
Do you have your own? I know that's like they're more than just one.
So. Yeah. Well, Big Al's is downtown. Like that's in the city. I grew up in the suburbs.
Okay. What part? I mean, it's a
southwest suburbs, Warrenville, Naperville.
My sister lived in Naperville for a year.
Yeah. Naperville's the biggest city in Illinois next to Chicago.
Yeah. It's like a city.
Yeah. It's getting huge. But when I was growing up, Naperville was like, oh, you guys are rich and you tie your sweaters around your neck. And the town I lived in was like, oh, you guys need pants? Here. It was just a different economy from town to town. But what was my point? Portillo's. We had Portillo's in the burbs. And
I heard that's a great one, too.
Oh, doctor.
I heard they're building, or isn't there one out here?
There's one in Buena Park, which is on the way to Anaheim.
Oh, look at that.
So it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. And if you're gonna, I've eaten there probably three or four times, always coming back from Angels games or coming back up the five from a show or whatever in Irvine. But I went there once with this girl I was dating who's also from Chicago, and we were like, yeah, let's go get Italian beefs. And we were just a couple of fatties. So I always, usually in the summer, I have a Cubs hat on. It's just kind of what I do. And had it on when I went to this Portillo's, and I could not get a bite of my sandwich before it got cold because I was like, hi, Cubs fan, where are you from? And I was like, oh, man, I moved away from all of you. Please stop talking to me while I'm trying to eat. But, Italian beefs, I could eat a big one dipped all day.
Like, oh, I know. Oh, the thing is, I always get two,
yeah.
And then I wish I get three.
Yeah, but then, you know you can't. Like I've gotten a big one and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to get another one and then get another one. And they're like, you ready to go? I'm like, not really, man. I could eat another one, but I know that everyone around me is going to go, dude, that's too much.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's like the fat man's walk of shame is
right, walking back up.
Is walking back up. Like I didn't get enough.
Throwing out your second tray of food and then walking back. I'm going, hi, I like another beef. It's like, oh God. Dude.
The only thing that saves me from just not dying there of a massive heart attack is that they don't take ATMs. You have to have the cash. So it's like, okay, well, I just literally don't have any more money.
So I have to go.
Right. And you can always tell the place is good because they have the place where you stand and eat against the wall. Like, there's no tape. That's the places I love. Because, like, no, we know, there's not, just stand, you're going to stand and eat it anyway.
You're going to eat it quickly and get out.
Yeah. The first time I went to it was in a blizzard. My friend Leah Ava, a funny comic, lives in Chicago now. She goes, will you come here? Well, I'll take you. Because I kept seeing it on TV. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, they always, every food channel is always like,
it was a blizzard. I'm like, this girl couldn't drive in dry pavement in California. I'm like, oh my God.
We're all going to die.
And the car was as big as that couch. And I'm like, when we got there and I get there and the guy goes, where are you from? And I go, California. The guy goes, you're not from California. I go, I'm from Pittsburgh.
He's like, I've seen people from California. You're not that.
Yeah, no, you don't go by the California standards. But so Portillo's is your
Portillo's was, it was close to my house. My mom, it was one of those things like, you know, if my parents were stressed or whatever, like, we're having Portillo's for dinner. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah, good. You know, here's my Mark Grace story.
Ooh,
it's a great one. I used to work for the Pirates. When I was a kid. I quit like 17. And Gracie was just a chick magnet. He was like 18, 19. Just
crushing it, dude.
Crushing it. I mean, he threw me two extras after a day game.
Extra ladies?
Extra ladies. Literally, and they were down.
Oh, see, now you're telling me that's not one of the greatest first basemen to ever play the game of baseball.
I give him the gold glove. God, I give him the gold rubber.
The gold rubber. It's whatever he wants.
But he's known as a ladies man. Like, but literally, he taught, I mean, they were so cool with him. They, like, he tossed me two and they were cool with it.
That's
Gracie. Oh, God, he was the best. Awesome. I think that's the best team to play for is the Cubs, because you're off every night to go boozing. Well, they say that's one of the reasons why they never win. Because it's just too easy not to.
They've stopped. Look, I was as a kid, I was very anti when they put lights at Wrigley. I was like, no, day baseball. And then I went to a night game. I was like, oh, this is awesome. So, I mean.
Change is good, John.
Yeah.
Change
no, is good. It is. Believe me, I'm all for the improvements they want to make at Wrigley. Put the score thing in. Put the tele thing. Block those buildings. I don't give a shit. Like, those guys in those buildings, people that don't know think that the people that live in those buildings behind Wrigley, that they're residents, that they live. Oh, but those people have been watching the game. Bullshit. Those people are companies. There's nobody lives in those buildings. It's all restaurants and it's all corporate nonsense all the way to the top. Of these people pay like hundreds and hundreds of dollars to sit there. Screw those people. If they want to love the Cubs so much, come into the park. All right. That's all there is to it. Block those views. I could care less about that. I'm also of the very unpopular opinion that maybe Wrigley Field needs to go and then they can win a World Series.
Whoa, that's I know that's breaking news. I know people are
gonna
off,
you're gonna get letters now. You're gonna get letters. John Huck's an idiot. But I mean, come on, it's been over 108 years or whatever. We haven't won a World Series in that park ever.
I don't know if it's not falling down.
It is.
I just know losing the Civic. I know losing Three River Stadium was a big blow.
It was a blow. But look at what a nice park you guys play in now.
Oh, you mean the baseball team? Yeah, I mean, but. Yeah, but they, you know, they can't win anyway. It can play in the field of dreams. They're not going
to
win.
They got to the playoffs this year for the first time in 20 years. That's a start.
I'm well aware of it.
In case you didn't know,
yes.
A guy who loves all things Pittsburgh.
No. But I mean, like, no. But the Three Rivers. I'm talking about for football. I'm glad they built that for baseball. It was terrible for baseball.
Yeah,
but for football, it's like that's
where
Chuck
do they play
Nolan.
Now?
That where Heinz Field.
Oh yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's an eyesore. My dad's seats are terrible now. He hates them.
And,
it's the big ketchup bottle. But the cool thing is, there's a Hall of Fame underneath.
Oh, nice.
So you can go to the Hall of Fame, and when it's 5 below 0, yeah,
which is like every game.
It's less enclosed, and my dad if football game's like a family.
Yeah.
So his old section, we went for 30 years.
Wow.
Like, then they all just kind of got, most of them kind of got displaced in the whole seat licensing.
Yeah.
You gotta buy pick your new seat, go da da da. And so he's older now. So he went down. So he hates it. They make fun of him all the time. Oh, rich man down there.
Make fun of that all you want. He's sitting close to the
else. But now he's not underneath the little roof, you know, like the minor roof. And it's funny because he's seen 6 Super Bowls. He doesn't go to half the games he used to.
Yeah.
You know, he used to go to I went and saw him play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They won 42-0
wow.
in a blizzard in December. My dad stayed till like the last punt.
Wow.
Now my dad, it's a little chilly in September.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
But that's.
I think they have beer at the bar. Like that's his always. They have beer at the bar, don't they? Like. It's,
but look, like you said, six Super Bowls. The guy's been to a ton of games.
He went to their first Super Bowl too. He went to Super Bowl IX.
Get out of
New Orleans.
Here.
Yeah, I had the Super program to be like dumb enough to cut it up. You know, like, oh look, pitcher Swanee. Probably worth like, you
wow. Now nah, it's worth nothing. But way to go.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. You know, I mean,
since you cut it.
Oh yeah. I'm still hoping to retire my baseball cards.
So. Oh, dude, I wouldn't hold that. That's
they ruined that market. All right, we only have a couple minutes left. So Blackhawks, yes. Knock on wood. Is Taves better than Crosby? Now we're hit the pipe, the hard hitting question.
Yeah,
firing line now.
Look, Crosby. When he first started playing, he's really something to watch. I mean, he's arguably the best player in hockey right now. So, is Taves better? I don't know. Does he have a better team around him? Yes, I think he does.
I'm gonna say this: he has two rings, and Crosby has one. Taves is a better leader
right now.
I think he has more around him, but it's still scoreboard. He still has two, and Crosby has one.
Now, okay.
I'll get flack for it, but it's the truth. I can say it. You know.
At the same time, Peyton Manning has one Super Bowl ring, and his idiot brother has two. His idiot brother has won two of the luckiest Super Bowls ever. Now, I'm not saying the Blackhawks won lucky. They won because they were better. I'm just saying, to me, sometimes the ring thing, it gets a little...
I agree with you, but I think if he took Boston, if he took the Bruins to seven games and scored five goals and had 10 assists.
Yeah.
But I think when you don't show up for a few playoff years in a row,
I think
everything you do in the regular season is kind of like, it's a great regular season. You're still going to the Hall of Fame. I still love you, Sid.
Yeah.
My daughter, I'm not trying to knock Sid ever. I'm just, you know, it's like, hey, Taves. Captain America.
He's really good. Man. He's really good. I mean,
and he's good. It's not like he's just, you know, it's not just that he's like, he's pretty good.
Yeah. And it's not like he came out of nowhere and was, and people didn't know he was going to be, do you know what I mean? Like everyone knew he was going
to
be good and he played.
He lives
up
to the
hype.
He's
been consistent. He's been good the whole time instead of just somebody who shows up and like from another team who didn't have a good year with some other people and then all of a sudden did have a good year.
It's
not a fluke. It's not a fluke.
Frazier Smith has jumped in third period overtime shootout. We got the Fraziers.
They're here for the shootout.
Our Hall of Famer.
Thanks, guys. Wow, Johnny.
How you doing, buddy? Hey,
buddy, good to see you.
Good
man.
To see you.
I'm sorry I missed his show. He's an old favorite of mine, man.
Oh, he's the best. We had a great, great hour just talking Blackhawks.
And he's Blackhawks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They still look like the best team to me.
They are.
I've been blowing him for an hour.
Yeah, you have been. When he brings up this, who's better, Taves or Crosby, and then you're like, well, Taves has two. I'm like, oh, okay. I was being nice. I'm on your show. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no,
I think Crosby might be the better actual player, but Taves has that leadership ability. I guess Crosby does too.
Yeah.
But Taves, nobody has more leadership than him.
And Taves hasn't been punched in the or hit in the face and had to sit out for a season and a half or whatever. And he doesn't have any concussions. And
you know, I can sit here all. It could be called the puck off with Joe Bartnick talking about Sidney Crosby for an hour. Believe me. We can do that show.
only Sidney Crosby and his mom listen. It's like two listeners. They're both in Pittsburgh. They're great.
Yeah. No,
fan base.
So I try to make, but I really love, it was funny because just by, like last week we were debating, who would you rather have now, Taves and Kane or Sid and Gino? Because Gino, and now...
But now
Gino's only been player of the week 2 weeks in a row now. Now he's a point behind. Now they're one. Now Gino's back to I am beast.
Yeah,
because I in all honesty, I think Malkin's the best when he wants to play. I mean, that's when the Penguins are the best team in hockey. When Gino's the best player on the Penguins, they're the best team in hockey. Because he's the combination of Lemieux and Forsberg. He's got the witch. He's got the body.
Which body? Now, you know what? I'm a Red Wing fan, so you guys.
Oh, boo! Why didn't you tell me that before I came on here?
We almost had you, Johnny, last year.
I know, and believe me, I was worried. That was that Red Wings series. I was like, no, you can lose to anybody else but the Red Wings. Like,
no, you hate us. But you know what? That one line change, that's what did it, a bad line change.
In the third period of that, like the second or third game,
yep,
right?
Yep. You guys jumped on it. Scored that goal, we were done.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Good series, though. We played you pretty good.
You did. And I think that's always going to be a good series. To me, like Blackhawks, Red Wings, there's a lot of passion there. Like,
yep. That goes way back.
It's the only thing I'm mad about the division switches is you guys don't get to play all the time now.
Yeah.
It really is the only thing I'm mad. I like the rest of it, you know. This is great. John had a nice casual. He's like a free skate. He's like a 3-goal lead. All of a sudden, they throw Frazier over the boards.
I guess I forgot.
I show up for the third period.
I guess I didn't realize. You're from Michigan?
Yeah.
He comes in with a high stick, and he's ready to drop him.
I go back to, you know, I went to Gordie Howe's hockey school. I was probably the worst player at the school.
That's all right.
But he shot me with a rubber band, so I felt honored. To wake me up, I was sleeping on the bench.
How did your audition go?
Man,
it's knock on wood.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Very good stuff. I didn't say what it was for.
I never feel like it's good, but it was good.
There you go.
Rare. I was nervous as could be. And then when I walk in, it's all our buddies. I see friends of ours that are there for the same read.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I didn't even want to beat that guy out. He's my buddy, you know. Bill Dwyer was there.
I love Bill's great.
Dwyer's a heck of an actor too.
Yeah.
So you immediately go, oh, I'm not getting this. But I thought I nailed it pretty good. So
look, you can never think you're not going to get it because you just don't know. But yeah, I hate when I go in and it's like, oh, Rick Overton, like all these Rick guys have been in a bunch of movies, and I'm like, I'm here to read for the same part.
That's what you think. Yeah, but you're right. You never can disqualify yourself because you don't know what they're looking for. Yeah,
and neither do they until they see it. Yeah, no matter what they think they're talking about, they don't know shit.
Sometimes
until they see
you change your minds too.
Okay. This is for a traffic cop, you know, like an aggressive traffic cop. So this guy walks out and he's got a really deep voice. And so Bill goes, I don't think we're going to out deep voice that guy. So I'm going with the soprano. You know?
That's fabulous. Okay, we got to wrap this up. Frazier Smith, thank you for stopping by.
It was a long haul for me. I'm really tired after that.
that 5 minutes?
3 minute thing. But great to see you, Johnny.
Good to see you, buddy. Man. Good to see you.
Johnny, anything you want to plug?
I'll be at the, when does this come out?
Probably like Thursday.
Okay, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv Friday night, December 6th, with Eddie Pence headlining.
Sweet. Oh. Good show.
It'll be a great show.
Podcast.
And I have a podcast called The Full Count Podcast with Sean Halpin. It is sports-based, but it's also a lot of nonsense. You can listen to that on iTunes or Stitcher. Well, this was pretty heavy hockey. Okay, we talked hockey for pretty much the whole time.
Cool. But you and Halpin, that's a good combo.
Combo of idiots. He's great. And it's a fun show. We should have you guys on and actually talk hockey as the season
Halpin's
progresses.
Halpin's probably Dallas Stars.
Yeah, he pretends to be, but I don't think he watches that much hockey because I'm always like every time because the Blackhawks just beat the Stars and I just take screen grabs of the scores. And like, Sean wanted me to tweet this out to everybody and make sure you saw how bad the Stars were this year.
Yeah, they got Lindy Ruff though now. I'm like the Stars.
They're still not going to do anything.
No, I mean, but they'll be better than awful.
Yeah, great. As long
that's the smartest guy in prison compliment.
Better than Apple. That sounds like my new CD.
Well, thank you, John.
Dude, thank you for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Great show, and we'll be back next week. Puck off. I'm Joe Bartnick. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Sideshow Network.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.